listening to local soundbites from the 18th Internet Governance Forum by the Association for Progressive Communications. We are speaking with Hamada Tadahisa from APC member Japan Computer Access Network, JCANet, based in Japan. The question is, what do you think are the key issues related to internet governance in East Asia?
Our commitment to assisting civil society groups and activists with internet use can be traced back to the early 1990s. As the number of internet users surged by the 2000s, the societal implications of online issues became undeniable and impossible to overlook. In today's Japan, I think some of the most pressing issues related to internet governance are surveillance and information manipulation. For context, in 2020, as the world grappled with the spread of COVID-19, surveillance measures increased globally. Japan was no exception. While our constitution and the telecommunications business law do provide some level of privacy, the recent trajectory towards increased surveillance and centralized control over a myriad of personal data is alarming. Often, surveillance is seen as a protective measure. An example of this duality is the technology of microchip implants. Initially designed for tracking pets, there is now contemplation of using them for children and the elderly's safety. Such measures might soon become the norm for the general population. It's crucial for us to deeply consider what we might be giving up in the name of convenience. Moreover, the challenge of information manipulation cannot be understated. The instances we know of might just be the tip of the iceberg. There are countless articles on platforms like social media attempting to steer people towards specific narratives. The emergence of AI-driven public opinion manipulation and concealment on contamination data further complicates the landscape. As online information becomes more tailored to one's profile and browsing habits, the chance to encounter diverse viewpoints diminishes. All these challenges endanger our right to communicate. Although there's no direct solution, it's essential to learn from history and global practices. At the IGF, I seek to foster discussions and engage with individuals from various backgrounds to address these issues collectively. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this final episode of Local Soundbites. Look for more on www.apc.org.